The federal government is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, in February. The Justice Department is looking to hold the railroad accountable for spilling hazardous chemicals into nearby creeks and rivers and wants it to pay to clean it up. Meanwhile, some residents and researchers are questioning government plans for testing and cleaning the waterways. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
When Danny Bostwick and his wife of Cleveland got married, they bought themselves a vacation home along Sulphur Run in East Palestine. It's just a few blocks from the downtown stores, and yet, standing on their wooden deck overlooking the winding brook, it feels like being in the country.
So when it's snowing and wintry out, it's just, it's unmistakably beautiful. And you're almost heavenly.
Sulphur Run is considered a high-quality stream because of the water quality, fish, and bugs here. When Bostwick came back a couple of weeks after the derailment, he says Sulphur Run looked different.
You can see it's got like a dull gray, this dull gray hue to it. From before and after, seeing before and after, it's noticeably different.
He pokes a pole into the stream bed a few times, and the surface kind of bubbles up.
It's like it boils, you know, you can take it, and it boils up.
A rainbow-colored sheen appears on the surface.
Yeah, see, I'm twisting about 2 inches in, and I'm still getting it. You know, it's getting more, you know, as I get deeper into it.
The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency is in charge of surface water cleanup, and according to its website, Sulphur Run near the derailment site is, quote, grossly contaminated. It explains that the contamination is attached to the sediment, and stirring the stream bed, like Bostwick just did, brings it to the surface. Regulators found thousands of dead fish and other aquatic life. Bostwick wants the stream dredged to get rid of all the chemicals in the sediment. But Mark Durno, U.S. EPA on-site response coordinator, says that could do more harm than good.
So right now it's disturb the sediments with as little force as possible to bring the contaminants up to the surface and collect the materials that are coming off the rocks and sediments, because it will come to the surface, it will float. And we're starting to see that approach being effective, but it's going to take time.
They're doing that a few blocks from Bostwick's yard. The Ohio EPA has built a low rock dam to isolate the contamination before Sulphur Run joins Leslie Run. The agency's website explains that clean water from upstream is being pumped around this containment area. On a day in mid-March, large sprayers were shooting water into the streams for aeration. Adding oxygen like this improves water quality. But what is contaminating the streams? Some researchers don't think officials are testing for enough chemicals.
I'd just like to say that this testimony represents my personal opinions. It does not represent that of Purdue University.
That's Andrew Welton, a professor of civil and ecological engineering at Purdue University. At a recent Pennsylvania Senate committee hearing, he said his personal testimony is still based on expertise.
It does represent 20 years of experience responding to and helping communities identify health risks and recover from disasters.
Welton told the Allegheny Front that he and other Purdue researchers came to East Palestine in February to sample the air, soil, and water. And when they analyzed surface water samples,
we identified several compounds in the heavily contaminated creek water that officials were not testing for.
Welton says they found the chemical acrolein and others that are reasonable to expect are present because of the derailment and chemical fires and could create an acute public health risk.
So acrolein, which is detected in contaminated creek water, is not looked for at all by Ohio EPA in the surface water.
The U.S. EPA says the air is being tested for acrolein, but the Ohio EPA has not been testing for acrolein in the waterways. The Purdue team also found in the streams the chemical ethylene glycol, used in products like antifreeze and brake fluids, and N-butyl ether, a solvent. Both are considered harmful to aquatic life, but Welton says regulators are not testing for them in the creeks either.
In order to determine if there are acute or chronic long-term health risks, you have to test the chemicals that are present.
Toxicologist James Fabizek is an associate professor and director of the Center for Health, Environments, and Communities at the University of Pittsburgh. He's not surprised regulators haven't been testing for acrolein because it doesn't last long in water. And he also would not expect them to look for ethylene glycol and N-butyl ether.
The EPA wouldn't test for those because we have no reason to suspect that they're there, right? I mean, if they weren't part of the derailment, then why should we test for those?
In an email, Ohio EPA spokesperson James Lee said surface water is being tested for chemicals associated with the derailment and the subsequent fires. Meanwhile, Ohio Natural Resources officials have cheered finding live fish in Leslie Run in recent weeks and have found two hellbender salamanders, considered endangered in Ohio, downstream. They expect a full ecological recovery, but say it will take time. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.